From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. UN officials said Thursday Russia is willing to discuss the lengthening of its three-hour daily suspension of military action to allow humanitarian aid into the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. But a spokesperson for one of the rebel groups fighting the Syrian government told Reuters news agency the Thursday ceasefire had not been upheld. The UN also is investigating reports that a bomb containing chlorine gas was used by the Syrian military in the area.
If it did take place, it is a war crime. And as such, it would require everyone, all co-chairs and everyone else, to address it immediately. I think that the investigation is still taking place.
Stefan de Mistura, the special UN envoy to Syria. The rising tension between Russia and Ukraine over Crimea is on the United Nations Security Council's agenda Thursday. Russia has accused Kiev of plotting to wage attacks in the disputed peninsula. Ukraine, a non-permanent council member, requested an urgent closed-door meeting to address tensions between the two countries, particularly after Ukraine put its military on alert Thursday, and Russia also planned to step up security in Crimea. Moscow annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, a military move that has continued to be condemned by world leaders and fuel conflict between the two countries. Voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The front runners are incumbent Edgar Lungwa of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is laying out her economic plan for the country Thursday, claiming her proposals would help many U.S. workers, and Republican Donald Trump's plan would only benefit the wealthy. Ahead of Clinton's speech, Trump told a home builders group in Florida that he would cut taxes and reduce regulations. But Trump's message of cutting taxes may have been sidetracked by repeating a comment made a day earlier, where Trump accused President Barack Obama of being a member of ISIS, a founder.
Has unleashed ISIS. I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders. In fact, I think we'll give Hillary Clinton the, you know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP. You get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award. Her only competition is Barack Obama between the two of them.
Donald Trump's controversial statements and blunt attacks on his political opponents have divided the Republican Party, with some leading party members denouncing his candidacy and calling him unfit to lead. Clinton has also been dogged by controversy. Trump says new emails released by the Conservative Judicial Watch prove contributors to a charitable foundation she started with her husband, former President Bill Clinton, got special access to the State Department during her tenure, something the Clinton campaign denies. A U.S. House of Representatives task force is accusing leaders of a key military command unit of manipulating intelligence reports to depict more favorable progress in the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The Congressional Joint Task Force released a report Thursday alleging leaders of the U.S. Central Command, also known as CENTCOM, gave rosier assessments of anti-terrorism efforts against ISIS than those provided by their own internal analysts. The report said the task force is continuing its investigation, along with a separate probe that is being conducted by the Defense Department's Inspector General. Australia has blocked the potential multi-billion-dollar sale of the country's biggest electricity network to two Chinese companies, citing national security reasons. The sale would have earned the New South Wales government at least $7.6 billion. Australia's treasurer says the two companies have until next Thursday to appeal his decision. Australia's recent decision to sell the Port of Darwin to a Chinese company sparked a strong backlash over the sale of vital infrastructure projects to foreign companies. And American gymnast Simone Biles, widely seen as the favorite to win the women's individual all-around contest at the Rio Games tonight. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.